Hey guys, welcome to today's ride along. So I'm kind of just wandering around my arena right now on a long rain. I literally just have my hands on the buckles, and it's a bit chilly this morning. So I am on kind of an older, you know, he's like 13 or 14, and he is competing this week, and so I'm basically just on him right now to get him, you know, nice and loose for his mom to ride him over the next few days at competition. And so one of the things that I think is really important, and although you know, this is probably going to be titled something like warming up the older horse. This is kind of a good warm up for any horses that can get a little stiff and a little slow. And, you know, maybe you're just short on time and you only really want to do a walk ride. Maybe you prefer your horses to have a longer walk warm up, but this whole warm up is basically just going to be at the walk. And yeah, so to start, like I said, my hands are just on the buckle and I'm just kind of keeping him moving forward. Not necessarily a march in terms of like speed, but a march in terms of like, I want to feel this walk under my seat bones, through his back. I want his head to be kind of moving up and down and his neck to be elongated. And I just do that by kind of squeezing both of my ankle bones just right at his side, kind of gently, because I always want to start, you know, with less aid. And so the other thing to note is I just have rails kind of scattered around my entire arena. So as I'm walking him and we're doing this nice working walk, I'm just kind of finding the rails and just letting him, you know, walk over the rails and, you know, continuing. I don't want it to be like, oh, rail, pause, step, pause. Okay. It should be like, okay, cool. We just like catch the rail. Nothing really changes. And you want to think, as you're doing this kind of elongated walk, that it's allowing everything to just warm up without any real pressure. So you're just kind of staying there, staying supportive, just letting him, yeah, took a deep breath, give him a little pat, boy. And now he's like, he just locked onto a pole, so we're just gonna catch that pole. Good boy. And keep going. So now I add my leg and then I soften with the leg and then I shorten my reins. And then I add leg, then I soften with the leg. And now I just have him, you know, in a nice contact. He's rounded up a bit, but I make sure that as I put my leg on, I'm not pulling with any of my reins. Even if my horse isn't round, doesn't really matter. The point is to just shorten up the contact a bit and then allow them to march into that contact. And as you're walking around, you want to really think like your elbows are moving back and forth. And it's your elbows, not your hands. You want to think that you kind of hold the rein with your elbow. And you're just kind of using your leg to keep them marching, and you have a soft contact on both sides of the bit. And you really, at this point in the warm-up, straightness is everything. It's all about kind of both hind legs marching into both sides of the bit. Your seat should be swinging a little side to side. Side forward is kind of the movement of the seat bones in the walk. And he's a bit lazy, so I use, you know, kind of whatever aids are available to me. I do ride him with a whip, but that is less about going forward and more about when I start asking for some lateral work in a minute, just to help him guide where I want his body to be. So I've been kind of going clockwise around the arena. Now we're gonna change direction across the diagonal. And I just keep checking in with my aids, making sure that my hands are soft and that, you know, when I go to use my leg, I'm not holding in my hand, and vice versa. When I go to use my hand or my arm or the rein aid, I'm not dropping him by taking the leg off, but I'm not driving him forward. So, and that's because through the warm-up, the big thing is getting that spine to elongate and making him feel comfortable enough to sort of engage his core and lift up through the spine. Like, I always want to think of the belly kind of supporting the spine by coming up to the spine. And the spine is like a hot dog in between a bun. Enjoy that visual. But, so I'm going counterclockwise. We're just saying, come on, buddy. He's a little bit more sticky this way. And so to start, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come down my quarter line. And then I am just gonna, like, yield to the right. And at this point, I'm not expecting a perfect leg yield at all. That's really actually, to me, not even the point of a leg yield. The leg yield isn't really even, like, a movement. It's just something to say, okay, we originally started with me putting the leg on to mean go forward, and now putting the leg on means go sideways. And so I'm just gonna do that one more time, and I am gonna go down the quarter line, and now I just start sponging with my inside leg and just asking kind of the, I don't really think of it as the his legs crossing over. I think, like, I'm trying to get his rib cage, in this case, the right side of his rib cage, to hit the rail first. So, and then you want to make sure that you send them forward post lateral work exercise. And then I'm going to do sort of a teardrop, large teardrop, you know, almost 20 meters, and roll back to the rail. So I am now going clockwise. Good boy. And then again, you want to think in between these sessions of lateral work that we're going to be doing, you really want to think, like, okay, they need to, like, really go forward and go straight. And, you know, sometimes they'll try to curl around one inside leg or the other, or they'll try to slow down because they've actually started engaging their core, and it's hard work. And so they're going to be like, oh, I'd really actually appreciate slowing down. And you say, buddy, this is for your benefit. So now I'm down my quarter line, add my right leg, and say, go over, 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 over. And remember, and go forward, and go forward. Good. So then you really want to think, like, it's less. There's virtually no rein aid. If you feel like you need to maybe pick up your inside rein to get them kind of off a shoulder or whatever, just make sure when you do that, you're taking the inside leg. You're not doing that at the same time you're applying inside leg. It's kind of, you know, leg and then hand, or hand and then leg. So here, you send them forward, back, going back down my quarter line. And again, you want to make sure that you're getting straight and then sponge with that inside leg. Over, over, over. Good. Good boy. And so now, again, we're going to send him forward. And what we are going to do is down this next long side, we are going to say, all right, let's start introducing a little bit of shoulder in. And so you might be listening to this and saying, oh my gosh, my horse doesn't shoulder in. That's fine. Every horse does shoulder in, I promise. So come on, like he just got pretty crooked. So actually what I'm going to do is I'm just going to counterbend down this long side. Counterbend, counterbend, counterbend. So I do the counterbend by kind of taking a little contact with the inside and then softening. I mean, with the outside, sorry. And then I soften and then I ride him forward into that. And I'm actually going to continue the counterbend through the corner. Go. Good. Good boy. And then again, continue. I'm coming out of my second corner now. So take and then soften him right forward. Okay, so now I want to position his nose a little in. And then I'm going to position his shoulders like he's going across the diagonal. And then I'm just going to leg yield down the long side. And that is it. And when I leg yield, it's that sponging with the inside. And you want to make sure that they don't get too crooked in their neck. Right, but to start out, good boy. To start out, you're just, and then, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it very interesting for him. And we're just going to counterbend down the long side. Good boy. Good boy. And you'll notice that, like, their pull becomes a little higher. But you want to make sure, again, that they're not getting sucked back. That they're continuing to support the spine with their belly. And march through that walk. So I'm coming down my long side now. Position both of our shoulders to go across the diagonal. And then leg yield sponge with that inside leg. And then he's getting a little crooked. So I soften my leg, add a little outside rein. And then go. Good. Good boy. Good. Good. And then you know what I'm going to do? Get a little bit of a break, a little bit of a long rein. I'm going to change direction, catch a pull, give him a little bit of a let up. I'm like, you may think, oh my God, we're only working at the walk. This can't be that tricky. I can't believe you're giving a break. Like, he tried, right? So like, if I am just the drill master, then eventually he's going to be like, yeah, I don't know if I really like it when this lady gets on me and starts asking for things. So when he tries, even if it's not 100% perfect, remember, this is just the warm-up. And this is just about getting the body ready to do a job. And so for him, he gets, you know, slow and pokey. And then he anticipates the canter. And he's itching right now. And so when he anticipates the answer, he gets this kind of hoppy trot. And it's literally like a tranter, which is not comfortable. So I noticed that the more time I can spend with him at the walk and just sending him forward and getting his body kind of primed for the job, the more... come on, buddy. The more likely he's going to try to like work for me. Okay. So I'm going to pick him back up. And again, kind of shorten, shorten, and then add leg. Good. And then because he's so pokey, I'm just going to spend this time to say, all right, let's do a little bit of sending that walk forward and marching again. So I'm going counterclockwise, and my whip is in my left hand. And again, that's because, especially if you're introducing this for the first time, you don't even really need to use the whip, but just kind of placing it on that hind leg that's going to be crossing over can just help them understand like what it is you're looking for. So position our shoulders and then sponge with that inside leg. Sponge, sponge, sponge. And then he's getting crooked, so I kind of soften the leg, recorrect with the rein. Sponge, sponge with the leg, sponge with the leg. Little tap to let him know, cross over. Good boy. And then straighten and back to that march. And so, go forward. Good boy. And, you know, I mean, if your horse comes out tense, that is not this horse's issue, right? Like, this horse is not tense at all. So, but, you know, for you, if your horse is tense and you're trying to do this walk warm-up, so again, I am going to position my shoulders, going down my long side, and inside leg, sponge, sponge, sponge. Good, he gave me a couple really good steps, so I'm just going to straighten him and walk. And walk. Good boy. And then I'm just gonna let him out while I finish up with you guys. But if your horse is tense and you're kind of coming out and you're wanting to do this same sort of ride, I would recommend kind of just throwing in some smaller circles, doing a lot of the counter bend, and really remember that like the leg and rein aid should both be separate. That's going to help you kind of accomplish more, because the horse isn't like, oh my God, they're kind of sending me into a wall. It's like, okay, they're sending me and then they're collecting, and they're sending me and then they're collecting. And that can kind of help your horse be like, oh, I get it. So yeah, you can kind of stop your horse and give them a cookie if they gave you some good steps of leg yield or some good steps of shoulder in. And you can kind of go up to trot. And at the trot, you know, you're just kind of focusing on sort of the same idea. But this was really to just get the horse primed for the rest of the work, so that the trot and the canter for this horse can just kind of be easy. Because he got his body loose, he kind of did the hard stuff up front, and then he can kind of relax into the rest of the ride. But yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed this ride along, and I'll see you for the next one.